Kieran Garrett, thank you very much for taking my call this morning. I can hear you're on a busy street in Dublin, so I won't hold you too much. You're the chairperson of the Labour Youth Section of the Labour Party. On Friday, Kieran, you held a photo call outside Leinster House. Do you want to tell us what that was about?
Yeah, on Friday, a group of Labour Youth members launched our Beyond the Bailout campaign, which is a campaign of four kind of key economic priorities we've listed, which are implementing collective bargaining, introducing a meaningful and progressive wealth tax, introducing a living wage, and banning zero-hour contracts. And the aim of this campaign really is to ensure that post-bailout Ireland is about Labour's vision to foster social renewal, not more Fine Gael's austerity. We've seen how damaging the Troika programme has been on the social fabric of our society. So we're standing up, and we're wanting to see more Labour policies from our party and government to help create a more equal society.
Kieran, we had Aidan Carberry, your predecessor as chairperson of Labour Youth, on the show there some time ago, just after the last budget. She was quite critical of some of the Labour Party, of their support for items that were introduced by Fine Gael in the budget, for example, the cutting of social welfare to under 21s or under 25s and various things like that. Do you think that the Labour Party can stand alone and make any difference at all, considering that they are in coalition with a much stronger party?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with Aideen and the Labour Youth criticisms of some of the previous measures implemented in the last budget, which were unconscionable from a Labour position. But I do believe there is room for Labour to flex more muscle in government, demand more from our coalition partners, particularly now that the Troika have left, and that does give the government more autonomy over economic decisions. So I think it's really important that Labour does step up and demand more. Like, Labour has gotten a considerable amount from Fine Gael already, such as protecting the basic rate of social welfare, the introduction of universal healthcare, and of course the ex-state legislation. So there has been some successes, but there definitely needs to be more successes. And I think now is the prime time for Labour to step up that pressure to Fine Gael.
Okay, now that the Troika are gone, some would say, can we trust Irish politicians to get it right from now on? I mean, is it not all going to use an economic term? Will it all go pear-shaped again?
Yeah, I think the type of model that the economy operated on under Fianna Fáil was a disastrous model, and certainly Fianna Fáil can't be trusted to run the country again. But I think this really does present a key opportunity for Labour to articulate a different alternative for Ireland, one that isn't based on casino capitalism, one which is about social solidarity, which is about having a good welfare state to protect the most vulnerable in our society, and ensuring that banks are properly regulated and that we don't have another property bubble giving rise to the economic crisis we experienced.
And what can Labour, actually, I'll rephrase that, what can the Labour Youth section of the Labour Party do to ensure that that doesn't happen again?
We can be active campaigners internally within our party, lobbying our politicians. For instance, we're already undergoing a lobbying process with Minister Joan Burton and on Taoiseach Raymond Gilmour on trying to get zero-hour contracts abolished, which is part of Beyond the Bailout campaign. But we're constantly presenting budget proposals to our party, and we're also supporting our party when they're doing things which we see as good. And that's the role Labour Youth has internally. And then, of course, externally, we've joined up with other civil organisations such as Spunit, such as the trade unions, in articulating and campaigning for a fairer and more progressive way to creating a stronger Irish economy and society.
Kieran, you mentioned there zero-hour contracts. Can you expand a little bit on that?
Sure. Zero-hour contracts are a growing phenomenon in the Irish economy whereby workers in some places don't have any set or guaranteed hours for them. So, for instance, they're hired on the basis that they work whenever their boss tells them to work, but they aren't given certain hours. Now, these obviously have a very damaging effect on employees because they have a little ability to plan their lives and their week, for instance. You know, very difficult to get a mortgage if you don't know how many hours you're going to be getting in work. Very difficult to do basic things like plan, you know, what night out of a week you're going to go out and stuff. So they're a very pernicious measure, and we don't see any reason why they're being used. The employers say it gives them more flexibility, but I mean, telling employees how many hours they're going to be getting a week isn't going to harm a business's profits tremendously at all in any way. It strengthens their workforce because they have a more motivated and committed workforce.
Well, possibly the employers would say, look, in the economic situation as it stands at the moment, we just don't know. We can't plan that. We can't even plan an hour, or rather a week in advance.
Yeah, I would say that we certainly can, because there are huge benefits to abolishing zero-hour contracts, and that there really is no strong economic case for keeping them in place. I mean, if you look in the UK, there are moves now to abolish them because there's been studies showing that they actually have a detrimental effect on the workforce because they're not motivated, they're not committed, they don't feel a sense of ownership over the workplace because they're not being respected. So this is a good way of you know, giving employees the rights they deserve, but also creating a more vibrant and productive workforce.
On Wednesday, speaking at Leaders' Questions in the Dáil, the Taoiseach was asked, would he reintroduce for this year the payment of the Christmas social welfare bonus, which was a double payment at Christmas, which was abolished some years ago. And he basically said no, he couldn't do it, the country couldn't afford it.
Sure, the Labour Youth position is that the Christmas bonus should be reinstated as a callous cut to some of the poorest and most vulnerable in our society. It was an act of the Grinch stealing Christmas. And we do think there are funds available to reinstate the Christmas bonus. For instance, the wealth tax of 0.1% on those who have net assets of over $1 million would have generated $200 million, according to a recent study by Tom McDonald from the Task Research Institute. So there were choices available to the government, and unfortunately the government chose to attack the poorest and most vulnerable in our society rather than doing redistributive and progressive measures.
Yeah, but this is a policy that the Labour Party are standing behind at the moment. They're supporting the Taoiseach in this. They're supporting Fine Gael. They're supporting the government.
And that's something Labour Youth have taken a principled stance against, and we've been lobbying our Labour TDs to not have that stance. In the same way, Labour Youth campaigned for the Labour Party not to go ahead with the social welfare cut for under 26s. So this is something we are disappointed to see our party doing, and it's something that we're continuing to lobby our party to reverse.
Okay, Kieran, we've been very bad. You've a lot of interference there. I'm going to ask you one more question off the cuff. The recent transfer, since we had the transfer season, of your former chairman, Deputy Keaveney, to Fianna Fáil, would you have any views on that, any comment?
It's not a massive surprise, really, to many Labour members and Labour Youth members. Colm Keaveney was never really someone who Labour Youth really saw as a long-term Labour politician. I mean, he voted against the ex-case legislation, which was a core value of Labour members, for the rights of women to choose to have bodily autonomy and to have choice. Colm Keaveney, really, I think, had nowhere else to go in the Labour Party, considering some of his actions and remarks he made.
Okay, Kieran Garrett, Labour Youth Chairperson, thank you very, very much for taking our call on a busy Dublin street.
Very-